in this talk, Gina and Peter, the founders of the OpenReview Association, they are going to introduce the OpenStreetMap community to the technology that is available, and they are going to show how OSM-based projects could benefit from an integration with Mangrove. Furthermore, they are introducing the nonprofit OpenReview Association, ORA, who became the custodian of the Mangrove technology and open dataset. They are inviting anyone to join them as a member in order to save the direction of the project and help achieve its vision. Thank you. You can go to the session pad and add your questions, and after the live stream, we will answer all of them. Back to Dean and Peter.
So hi, everyone. My name is Dina Karabas, and this is Peter Chaban. We are the founders of the Open Reviews Association, and we are quite excited to share with you our vision today of creating an open data ecosystem for reviews and to invite the OpenStreetMap community to join this effort.
So let's start with how it all came about. So since a while ago, we have been using OpenStreetMap-based applications like Windy Maps for hiking or Osmand for navigation in the city. And also, we have been contributing a bit back to OpenStreetMap, trying to fill in any missing bits. But we noticed that any time we wanted to find, for instance, a local restaurant, we had to go back to services like Google Maps that made it easier to find, for instance, restaurants locally. And we thought about how could we make it so that these applications based on open data could also serve our needs in that case. And we noticed that the main thing that was really missing were reviews that allowed these other services to provide us with the most relevant results and also see what may be interesting for us. And then, of course, we started thinking also maybe we should start contributing reviews to these other platforms. But because they were proprietary and not as open, and also we would have to give up our privacy to, for instance, Google or TripAdvisor, we thought it wasn't right. So that's where the idea to think about open reviews came about.
Yeah. So let's start by looking at some facts about reviews. So, as most of you might also know, they have gained quite a lot of importance in the last few years. And depending on the survey and the research that you look at, around 4 out of 5 people read reviews before they book a hotel online or before they choose a restaurant or buy some products. And furthermore, more than half of these people also write reviews, whether this is for because they had a very good experience or a very bad experience, or just because they want to share back and contribute their experiences back to other people. And finally, most people trust reviews just much, much more than they trust any other information put out by the brands. And this is also what makes them so interesting and so valuable for people. And as these reviews have become more important for people, they have equally become more important for the businesses as well and all the places that receive reviews. That can be local businesses, but also tourism boards or city governments. Nowadays, the economic success of businesses, but also cities or touristic destinations, really depends on their online reputation and what people say about them on social media and especially in reviews. Then reviews are really important for the discoverability as well. Without reviews, you end up just very low on the lists displayed to people, or you are not shown at all. And finally, this data itself also carries a lot of opportunities to improve services and products, because the businesses receive direct feedback from their customers, what the customers like, how their sentiments also change over time. And so this can help not only the businesses improve, but also all of us consumers to get better services and better products out there. Now, as they are becoming more important, It's also increasingly problematic, in our opinion, that they are proprietary and that they are fragmented across several silos. So this is how we know reviews today. If we want to read them, then we have to go to either Google or TripAdvisor or Booking.com, where we will typically find reviews. And also, these are the only places where we could also contribute reviews back. Now, for us as a consumer, the issue is that, as Peter has said before, on the one hand, we need to make constant choices. Where do we want to contribute to? And also, we will see that the ratings for a specific place differ quite a lot between the different platforms. So we also may have to make a choice there. Who do we trust more? Then for businesses, especially in the hospitality industry, the current situation has quite some inefficiencies in it and also increasing dependence for these businesses. So on the one hand, imagine that you have to do you have to manage your reputation across all these different platforms. That's quite a burden, especially if especially for smaller places. Then furthermore, the businesses cannot use these reviews on their own websites. They cannot download them because they are proprietary to Google or Yelp or so. So if for some reason a business gets excluded from a platform, from Yelp, for example, then all the reputation that they have built up on that platform is just gone. And finally, in order to drive operational improvements that we mentioned before as opportunities, it would help these businesses quite a lot if they could analyze this data in a programmatic manner. If they could download it in real time and analyze it across the platforms and really see how maybe also improvement measures that they have started actually translated into better reviews. And right now in the current state, all this is not possible for businesses. So if we look at the next group, entrepreneurs and researchers, here we see that the current situation poses a lot of barriers for them. So as the data cannot be analyzed programmatically, there is not much innovation that can be done unless you are one of these platforms. So if we think about new technologies, also applications of machine learning to build virtual assistants or recommender systems, all of these efforts are limited to those players that are already dominant. And as people will use these services more, these platforms will become even more dominant out there. And finally, also smart cities or the public in general. So on the one hand, the reviews are open, so are provided by consumers freely and free of charge to the platforms. But on the other hand, they cannot be used for the public. So if we think about efforts of some cities to create new data-driven services for their citizens and to improve potentially certain services, these valuable data cannot be used for that. And finally, let's look at some problems around applications in navigation and mapping. So here, as Peter has also mentioned, in our own personal journey, this was something that bothered us most of all. So we could not use our preferred applications in order to look up a restaurant in a new town or a tourist attraction or a hotel, because maps that don't have reviews are just not able at providing a useful ranking of search results, useful in the terms of popularity or fitting our personal preferences. So without reviews, it's really hard for new mapping applications or navigation apps to create a real alternative to Google Maps and something that could really challenge the dominant players. So we thought a lot about how can we change the situation? How can we work towards something that is similar to what OpenStreetMap provides for maps, but in this area of reviews, of online customer reviews? And we thought about an architecture that could look something like this, what you can see here. So we believe we can build an open data ecosystem around this data. And at the core of it would be the open data set, very similar to how OpenStreetMap is built as well. an open data set to which different individuals, but also companies can contribute. And so in this architecture, consumers would not have to choose anymore. So whether they use a mapping application that is part of the ecosystem, or whether they visit a hotel's website that is part of the ecosystem, or a restaurant, or a city website, or a tourism association's website. If these websites and applications are part of the ecosystem, all their reviews will be stored in the same common and jointly shared data set. And it will be therefore also then available to entrepreneurs and researchers to innovate on it and to build new services.
So in order to make this idea of an ecosystem work, we started working on two main components. So on one hand side, the technology infrastructure for open reviews, and on the other hand, the organization that would facilitate work of anyone that is interested in this topic. So I will tell a bit more about the technology on the next slide. But we have developed a standard for open reviews, as well as open API and a bunch of utilities around it, and also a web app that allows anyone to read and write reviews. We have also worked a bit on making sure that that open reviews can be connected to other linked data. So right now we are working on exposing the open reviews in Turtle format so that works. And we have also figured out the licensing around it, so the licensing for the dataset itself and for any software that is developed around it. And the other important component is the association. So it's a Swiss registered association, and it's meant to support any efforts around open reviews, and also be the custodian of the data set and any services that are run around it. Of course, anyone else is able to host the data set themselves, but the foundation, the association will be one such spot. We also have a few different ideas for the working groups that could be working to contribute to open reviews. So far it's research, software development around the core infrastructure, support in integration of open reviews into different services, PR, and also funding for open reviews initiatives. And in particular, the association is meant to be a vehicle for funding, so that if there are any projects that require it, they can raise the funding through the association. So now let's have a look at the technology that we developed so far. So there is the open standard. It's based on a bunch of other existing standards. You can check it out at mangrove.reviews/standard. It's designed in such a way so that the reviews can be easily analyzed programmatically, and the data set has a high level of integrity, and the reviews are as useful as possible to anyone leveraging them. Then we have the API. It's an open API that makes it easy to submit reviews from any application and then retrieve reviews according to a number of different criteria. On top of that API, there is a JavaScript library that is one possible way of interacting with it. But just this JavaScript library also introduces a new interesting identity solution that makes it easy for users to leave reviews while preserving their privacy. So this is great, especially if a given application does not have any identity solution yet in place. But of course, if the solution has it already in place, then reviews can be left with the existing login as well. And then finally, the reviews, in order to make sense of them, There are many different ways to try to make sense of them. So some reviews may be more relevant, some less. And one particular way is to develop machine learning algorithms that will be able to go through the data and try to figure out which reviews are more important or less. And so we developed one such algorithm to get started on this path. And it's an algorithm based on probabilistic programming. And it's also available on our GitLab. And results of its computation are accessible through the API. So now, in order to make it a bit more tangible and also make it possible to actually leave your first open and privacy preserving review, you can check out the web application that is available at mangrove.reviews. And it is meant to be a bit of a demo for the API and also the JavaScript library. But because it connects directly to the API, it's a reference place where one can access all the different reviews, while each individual application integrating with the data set can show a particular cut through the data. So now I will hand it over to Dina, who will tell you a bit more about how you can get involved in the initiative and help around spreading the word about open reviews, and also how you can make use of this technology alongside OpenStreetMap.
Yeah, so overall, we think that there are several good reasons for OpenStreetMap-based projects to look into this technology and to think about integrating it. Just to mention a few. So on the navigation and mapping side, you can surface much more relevant search results for users. Then furthermore, you can present users with more qualitative information that helps them to make better decisions. Then thinking about the points of interest, you can help those also to gather reviews, those that don't have them yet maybe, and add value to them by that and potentially even monetize on such a data later. And furthermore, reviews can help, as we believe, to strengthen communities because they allow people to exchange experiences and insights with each other, and they don't have to leave the platform in order to do so if they wish. And finally, we think that this might also be a good vehicle to increase diversity in the OpenStreetMap community because it might attract people that are not maybe so keen on just adding factual data alone, but might be more willing to or more interested in adding qualitative data and photos, and this might be a good entry point for them. But there are many other ways of how to contribute to this initiative, if you wish so. So first to mention is the Open Reviews Association itself, and here we invite everyone who is interested to become a member and to participate in the decision-making and in the overall direction of the project. You can join any of the working groups, or you can also participate in paid projects if we receive grants or if we get commissioned work by integrators who want paid support. But you can also just contribute to the code base of the technology. So you can at any point in time discuss with us on our Riot chat if you think that there are missing features that should be added, or just make a pull request directly to GitLab. There are a number of areas which might be interesting. So the standard, for instance, or the cryptography-based identity, the server, the APIs. And then if you have a project or if you have a website that could benefit from your reviews, you can, of course, integrate and contribute actual data back. You can do that in different levels of integration, and there will be always people available to support it to different extents. And finally, we hope that this open reviews ecosystem can be a fertile ground for new businesses to be created. So if you're an entrepreneur or a researcher, we hope that this can contribute to new ideas. So be that around building new applications or products for the ecosystem, such as proof of purchase verification, or solutions that help to mirror reviews that are in the open data set into proprietary services so that people are not disadvantaged as long as we haven't reached critical mass yet, or by offering new services such as reputation management or consulting to those that join the ecosystem. Yeah, so we are coming to an end of our presentation. Thank you very much. We hope that we could share our excitement for this topic and spark some interest to bring more open data to the world. Visit mangrove.reviews, leave your first review in the open data set, chat with us on our Riot chat or spread the word on social media. And now we look forward to the Q&A with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you guys for the presentation. It's really helpful. You have a lot of questions. Let's pray you'll be able to answer all of them. So do you want me to read the first three questions and then you answer them and then come back? Is that okay with you?
We can also go and clarify some of the questions because quite a few are around the same topics. So if you like, you can also just go through some groups.
Looks like Andy is recording.
So do you want me to read the first three questions and then you answer them and then come back? Is that okay with you?
We can also go and clarify some of the questions because quite a few are around the same topics.
Okay, so you can go ahead. I think one of the questions is all about, you know, the review of the app. It says, how can I add review to my app? Has anyone built an app next to Mangrove Reviews, or is it their list? The other one is, what existing open content review system do you examine before starting this one? Why are they not adequate? So another one is about the reliability of data and pseudonymous users. You want to answer those first?
Yeah. Let us go. I think.
Yeah, maybe mute yourself.
Yeah, or at least mute maybe a stream on your side. Otherwise, okay. I think it's repeated. Oh, yeah, great. So, thanks a lot for all the questions. There's a bunch of them. So, there is a few different topics. So, the first one around the reliability. So the first question, how can you guarantee reliability of data with pseudonymous users? And that's related to dispute resolution potentially and jerks writing reviews. And let's go through it. So generally, every review platform has issues with fake reviews or inaccurate reviews. And a lot of platforms struggle with it a lot. So I think this is the case for every platform. And there is different ways though how we can handle it. And so on one hand side, we can try to make sure that the data that comes into the platform is somehow we can figure out from it if the data is reliable. And the other thing is we can do certain data analysis on the data as it comes in order to figure out if it's reliable. So on the kind of input points, there is different things. So for instance, the existing platforms, oftentimes you need to log in with your existing login solution, and that provides a bit of barrier for anyone that wants to spam, for instance, the service. There are some platforms that even include with as part of the review, you somehow confirm that you made a purchase. So for instance, on booking.com, if you review a particular hotel, they check if you actually booked it through the platform. So with open reviews, we could try to do similar things. So we could try to, for instance, allow easy creation of kind of a token that, that people can attach to the review. Or for instance, if someone leaves a receipt together with the review, that can help to people to determine if this review is reliable or not. But then that's the first step in terms of the data that comes in. But then the other very important step is looking at the data itself. So there is a lot of really interesting machine learning techniques and statistical techniques that allow you to see if, for instance, a given user came, a given identity came into the platform and only left a few very high and very low reviews that didn't correspond in any way to the underlying quality of the place. And then that can flag these reviews up as slightly less reliable. But if someone for with many reviews leaves reviews that are aligned with how others see the quality of the different places, then their reviews are more likely to be reliable on new places that haven't been reviewed yet. So on that analytics side, I mentioned this aggregator algorithm. So it's a kind of a probabilistic algorithm to try to make sense of the data that comes in. And we plan to continue developing it. And of course, because it's open source and the data is open source, we hope researchers to help us along the way. And then there is this other part that we didn't tackle yet. How do we, for instance, improve the data that comes in? So attaching any proof of purchase and things like that. So far, we attach, for instance, pictures of receipt into some of the reviews, but there's definitely more ideas there around even some cryptographic schemes around it.
To mention, hope that the community itself plays an important role in ensuring reliability. So everyone reading reviews can either comment on there. So there are basically two or three buttons that a person can click there. So one is if you have made the same experience, if you have been at the same hotel or restaurant, you can say, you can click, I confirm this experience if it matches your own. Then another possibility to add a qualification to the review is to say whether it is a helpful review or not. So that button does not rely on you having made the same experience. It's just asking whether it's a good piece of information to make better decisions. And then the third way of interacting with reviews is just to flag them as inappropriate. And in the terms of service, we have defined what inappropriateness is. And those that are flagged as inappropriate will then indeed be read by humans, by the people responsible for that, and then can be moved to another data set.
And one can also comment. So basically, all these functionalities are implemented in the kind of on the technology side as just reviews of reviews. All the same kind of rich functionality related to reviews can be related to the reviews themselves. Related to what Dina mentioned and related to the question six about arbitration and disputes. So generally, we don't plan to filter reviews in any way unless they are really violating the terms of service. So unless they are really kind of out there and inappropriate.
Yeah, hate speech and so on.
But otherwise, we plan to leave all reviews in place and rather allow these different methodologies, these different algorithms that act on top of the data set to try to make sense of it. So rather make the data set as comprehensive as possible and then rely on methods on top of that. So on top of that, of course, there can be manual moderation techniques, can be kind of more algorithmic methods and different methods of that sort. But in terms of removal of the content, we will plan to also not kind of remove it and hide it from everyone, but clearly have a section within the data set that has to be separately retrieved with all the deleted reviews and a clear justification to what point of the terms they refer to. So we answered, I think, number one and number six.
So number Number five is asking, how do you handle the lack of stable, unique identifier in OSM? He sent a link, and the other one that is link is, does the central open ORV identifier provide app for Android exist? I don't know how Android accounting setting integration work, but it's not a thing already. I'm excited to at least look into it. Some of them are just comments. What type of things are up for reviews? And see, where can I find more information online about Open Reviews Associations?
Take it away. I think the one about the identifiers is quite interesting. And also the one about other apps that other review apps.
Yeah. So let's. So which ones? Identifiers.
Others. Start with the other review systems.
Okay. So one I think question three is maybe good because it's a kind of a basic question that one might ask. So what other existing open review systems did we examine? So indeed we looked at both of the ones that are mentioned here, LibReviews and Open Place Reviews. So that was a project by the Osmans guy. So we didn't see really any other kind of bigger open reviews efforts or any really, but unless they are application specific. So we didn't see any kind of generic reviews platforms. So in terms of both of these projects, we reached out to them when we were starting out our work. So in terms of LibReviews, it's a quite a nice project. It has a slightly different focus, so it's more focused currently on a curated community and long form content, certainly we're thinking of even, for instance, as reviews are left within LibReviews, maybe adding a kind of a review that links back to LibReviews in Mangrove dataset or in OpenReviews dataset. So that so that if people want to read kind of more of a blog post style review, then they can go to LibReviews, while Mangrove reviews remain kind of more similar style reviews to maybe existing reviews that you see on review platforms out there, and a bit more structured in terms of their format. So LibReviews are also more free form in terms of how they are formatted, but there is definitely, it's an interesting project, and the reviews in their case only refer to URLs, which obviously you can make URLs refer to pretty much anything, but they can become application specific. So for instance, for places we use GeoURI, which is basically coordinates and name of the place, and that's a fairly generic format that allows across applications to use it. In terms of open place reviews, so someone else already mentioned below that open place review. So we looked at it at the beginning. So it looked like a great project, and we wanted to actually work together, but the team wasn't so interested at that point to work together. And also we looked at the technology, and it used some, they were trying to build out their own blockchain solution. And so there was quite a lot of moving pieces, while our focus was to build something a bit more simple and streamlined. So, and by now also from the conversations in their Telegram, they mentioned that they are not actively working on the project anymore. So, seems like it's unfortunately not going anymore, but we are still keen for a conversation and maybe further collaboration. So maybe I will go a bit quicker through a few.
Yeah.
That's the time we have. So at your own time, you can read and connect with them during the small talks, and you can find some of them online or other streams that we have to prepare for another session. Thank you so much. This was so insightful and useful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
One place you can drop in. So if you go to open place, the openreviews.net.
Open-reviews.net.
Yeah, that's in the pad. You can drop in into the Riot chat. So that's a good place for kind of asynchronous question asking session. So we could even paste the questions over there and answer, or we'll try to do it in the pad as well.
Super. Thank you very much.
Thanks. So that will work. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.